Good evening. Welcome to this Christmas Eve service. For those of you who are visiting with us and here with family and friends, we welcome you in Jesus' name, and we pray that you would not only hear, but see the story of Jesus' birth retold this evening. Before we get started, just a note, Glenda Hofflin will be having her lungs cleaned again on Thursday, so please be keeping her in your prayers as well. Our opening song this evening is O Come All Ye Faithful, and I encourage you to stand with us and let's sing that together. You may be seated.
It's Christmas Eve, and the waiting is over. Along with all the angels, we celebrate the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ as a little baby born in Bethlehem. God's promise of a Redeemer is fulfilled. Jesus is the Son of the Most High, and He is Emmanuel, God with us. We light the Christmas candle with praise to our God, who brings joy to the world. We light the Christ candle with an eager anticipation for the day when Jesus, our Lord and King, will come again.
We gather together in worship this evening to ponder anew the mystery of the Nativity, the birth of Jesus. Jesus himself spoke of God's kingdom as being like a tiny mustard seed that unexpectedly grows into a tree in which the birds of the air can make their nests. In a similar way, Jesus' birth itself demonstrates the surprising way our God comes to save us and restore us, not in an overwhelming display of power, but rather in humility and weakness. How can this be? No matter how many times we hear this story, it is difficult to comprehend. Our goal, however, is not to master this story, but rather to enter this mystery and allow it to master us. So as we sing and pray together and read of Christ's nativity, let us pray now for God to open our hearts and minds to the wonder of it all and to send us out with a fresh sense of what this means for those of us who are called in Jesus' name. Let's pray. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, light in darkness and hope of the world, whom you sent to save us. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may believe, rejoice, and bow down, acknowledging your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'll be reading from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7.
those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Thank you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
"In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
"Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled that what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
With the hymns still ringing in our ears and with the sight before us of the story, we recognize that we are often unfaithful to the one who is born in the manger. And so this evening I invite you to confess your sins with me. Words are printed in your bulletin or they're on the screen. Let's say together our prayer of confession. Almighty God, who inhabits eternity, but dwells with those who are of a humble and contrite spirit, before you and our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess our sins. We have ignored the presence of your Spirit. We have failed to look for the return of our Savior and Judge. We have been blind to your coming and to all of the ways that our sin has caused others pain and has hardened our hearts toward the hungry, the exiled, the destitute, the sick, and the imprisoned. In your great goodness, put away our offenses and cleanse us from our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Colossians 1, verse 15 through 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is in the head of the body, the church. He is in the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all this fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Thank you.
Let's pray together. With joy we praise you, gracious God, for you have created heaven and earth. You have made us in your image and kept covenant with us, even when we fell into sin. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came among us as the Word made flesh to show us your glory full of grace and truth. And therefore we join our voices with all the saints and the angels and the whole creation to proclaim the glory of your name. Amen.
When blossoms flowered mid the snows upon a winter's night, was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light. The angels sang, the shepherds sang, the cradle earth rejoiced. And at his blessed birth, the stars their exaltation voiced. Come, let us
As is tradition in our church, our final song we will sing as we light candles, Silent Night, Holy Night. And there are going to be some individuals coming down the middle center aisle, and they'll light your candle, the person closest to them, and then you'll light the person next to you, and so on as we work our way down to the side aisles. And then when your candles are all lit in your aisle, you spread out, and we're going to form a big circle all the way around the church. So go ahead and stand. As you go in peace to love and to serve God, the light has risen upon us. The morning star has shone in our hearts. Christ is born. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. And all of God's people said together, Amen. Go in peace. Eventually.